Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, when we think about your creation and your world, and we think about how you made not only the things that we see, hear, taste, smell, touch, Lord, you made us as well. And you gave us your word that we might know you. And so today, as we study once again this book of Esther, I pray you will reveal yourself to us. You'll teach us more about your son, Jesus, and your ways. And Lord, that you will guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit and then empower us to live according to those ways that it might be pleasing in your eyes. We thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Power Turned to the Contrary. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 9 and verse 1. The time had come for the two Persian edicts to take place. The first was the command that all the Jews throughout the Persian Empire be killed. And the second was that the Jews everywhere could defend themselves against the onslaught of those who would destroy them. Both of these laws were signed by King Ahasuerus, and the fulfillment of them was at hand. In chapter 9 and verse 1 of the book of Esther, we read the beginning of what happens in this part of our story. It says, Now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them. The verse begins, Now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution. Can we imagine what it must have been like to have been a Jew at this time? They knew the day, in the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, on the 13th day of the same, that their enemies were to attack them. They prepared themselves as much as possible and knew that the enemies were prepared as well. As two armies arrayed for battle, each side had their law to follow and were purposed to keep them. There was only one aspect to these laws left to fulfill: execution. The planning was over. The strategies were made. And the time was at hand. The verse goes on to say, In the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them. This was the greatest threat to the Jews. Their enemies knew that if they could defeat them, they would enjoy the spoils of their victories. Let us imagine if we knew there were enemies allowed and commanded by our government to destroy us. And if they did so, they could have everything we owned. What would our attitude be? How would we think about our government? How would we posture ourselves? Perhaps as we answer those questions, it will give us a glimpse into the thoughts of the Jews at that time. Finally, the verse reads, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them. Although the enemies against God's people thought to have the victory over them, it was turned to the contrary. Rather than their enemies destroying the Jews ruled over them. We again note that Queen Esther and Mordecai were in very high positions, and this connection must have served to give notice to those who were foes to the Jews. Those who hated the Jews were put to disadvantage, even though they thought themselves to be in positions to be victorious. As we consider the irony shown here in this verse, let us consider the awesome hand of God behind the scenes. Only God could turn the tables on the Jews' enemy in this manner. Only God could have orchestrated powerful positions for Esther and Mordecai that would affect the entire Persian Empire, and only God could have turned it to the contrary in such a manner as was demonstrated in this story. Since it was only God who did these things, is it possible that in the midst of our seemingly devastating circumstances, God is busy at work for our rescue as well? Are we not inspired that this gracious, loving, and all-knowing God has planned his work and is working his plan even when we see no evidence that he is? May God give us eyes to see and ears to hear him as he works his mighty plan. Next time, we will see the Jews ready to defend themselves. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.